Welcome to Political Bomb Show. Ray Dog here. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Get your t-shirt. It's a man. It's a man, baby. It is amazing. I love this design. It comes in black. Navy, blue, red, green, and purple. I like the green one and the black one. But go on and go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, and get It's a Man. It's a Man. Love this design. Great design. Today we're going to be talking about something that's very, let's just roll it. I am not a fan of TikTok. I don't use TikTok because it's a privacy issue. My friends, if you are out there on TikTok and you are married and you're straight or pretending to be straight, but then you're watching LGBTQ content on TikTok, well, ex-employees accuse TikTok of compiling information on users who watch LGBTQ content. Social media platform TikTok is facing new complaints over data security after former employees came forward about the company compiling files on users who watch gay content. Federal and state lawmakers, companies, and institutions alike have found it necessary to debate and even institute restrictions on the usage of the platform owned by young Chinese parent company ByteDance. While President Joe Biden's administration has embraced the influence potential of the controversial app, a new report from the Wall Street Journal found that even the Alphabet activists have cause for concern. Friday, the journal reported on allegations from former TikTok employees from the UK, Australia, and the United States who've all contended the company had compiled data monitoring the habits of users who frequently viewed LGBT content and kept those files on a dashboard. According to the employees, concerns over the data collection and its potential uses such as the ability to blackmail, of course, users over their content. That's what I was thinking even before I just read this. They're probably going to blackmail, especially like people who are rich and powerful, probably going to blackmail them with this. But the ability to blackmail users over their content preferences were first voiced to top executive in 2021 and continue to be a concern in 2020. Wait, how could it be? Okay, top it first voiced in 2021 and continue to be a concern in 2021. I would think it would be 2022, but nonetheless. Reacting to the report, a spokesperson of TikTok offered a statement that didn't deny the claim, but instead insisted safeguarding the privacy and security of people who use TikTok is one of our top priorities. So they did not deny it, but then they tell you that it's one of the top priorities. Okay, yeah. All right, Chinese people. All right. TikTok does not identify individuals or infer sensitive information such as sexual orientation or race based on what they watch, the statement noted, and the company also asserted that access to those data clusters had been restricted in 2021 before deleting them in 2022. Now, who here believed that they deleted them? Raise your hand. You don't see my hand going up. The report of targeted database came after Biden's team had announced the hiring of hundreds of TikTok influencers to promote the administration's agenda towards impressionable voter blocs. The reporter Sophia Kai said, a measure of the importance the White House is placing on its digital strategy, Rob Flaherty, who leads the effort, has been named assistant to the president, the same ranks as the White House communications director and press secretary, four full-time White House staffers are focused on influencers and independent content creators. So you have American Wire tweeting here. So much for a ban. Team Biden to hire hundreds of TikTok stars to help indoctrinate younger voters. Yeah, the heck with bans if it could help us get another election. Despite the administration's enthusiasm for the social media platform, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, that's GLAAD, has voiced its own concerns over the dangers posed by the app. A 2022 report conducted by the organization sought greater safeguards for the user data from tech companies, chiefly as it pertained to their highly targeted algorithms. This includes seizing the practice of targeted surveillance advertising, in which companies use powerful algorithms to recommend content to users in order to maximize profit, GLAAD said in a report. Viewers of LGBTQ-related content weren't alone in having their data cataloged by preference, employees told the journal. So, yeah, I don't trust them as far as I could throw them. The algorithm is vastly different, promoting science, educational, and historical content in China. I heard about that too. That they do not pump the garbage that they throw out on us, because they want to dumb us down. They want to destroy our youth, but they're not stupid enough to destroy their own youth. So keep that in mind while you allow your child to be part of TikTok. If you're part of TikTok, you're an idiot. Content in China while making our citizens watch stupid dance videos, exactly, with the main goal of making imbeciles. Former Air Force and Space Force Chief Software Officer Nicholas had said in February. He's right. TikTok potentially the most powerful weapon of mass manipulation and misinformation ever created by the Chinese Communist Party. It's a dream come true for them. Absolutely. He is not wrong at all. He's not wrong at all. If you allow your child on there, you need to get them off and get them off as soon as possible. To help us support what we're doing, go on and go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bombshow Store, and get a It's a Man. Or there's plenty other designs on there. Politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bombshow Store, and there you go. Leave a like, share, and subscribe if you are on Rumble. On Roku, just simply go to politicalbombshow.com and show your support there through the store, or just click on Support Us. And we will see you in the next one.
dogs ran the plot. Ray dogs ran.